Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. And today's broadcast is brought to you by a brand new book entitled Walking Enigmas, A Lesson in Human Chess by author Tyrese Terrell McKnight. The book focuses on Theodore Milton, a black man from New Orleans who's trying to liberate his people through illegal activity. So it's a great read. Check that book out on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble's right now. Walking Enigmas. Check that book out. So family, we're live. Let everybody know that we're live right now. Retweet the broadcast. Repost it on your Facebook. Let everybody know we're live because I see some people saying that they did not get a notification. So let everybody know that we're live right now. We're going to take another quick commercial break, so don't move a muscle. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Hey, black nerds out there. Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuse to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that not only covers nerdy topics such as anime, movies, video games, and TV shows, but also black empowerment? If so, then head over to the world's first and only black nerd empowerment podcast, The Swirly Nerd, on YouTube. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki Stoneman every Tuesday and Saturday on their mission to provide information and empowerment to black nerds everywhere. Again, that's Swirly Nerd. Swirly is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, nerd.com.
Check out my new album. It's titled Foundational Black America. Packed full of that woke critical race theory that's scary. See, we created hip-hop in this North American area, and we must protect our own before they erase and bury it. Yeah, reparations is still our number one criteria. I'm FBA all day. Foundational Black America. Check me out at BossCrilla.com. That's BossCrilla.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximum strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Okay.
You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. How are you guys doing? Glad to have y'all tuning in. I'm still getting over my little cold, man. I'm still dealing with it, but I'm getting over it. I'm getting better. Been taking all types of stuff, and some of the side effects are getting on my ass, but I'm almost there, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm here for you. I'm here for the family. We're here. Glad to have y'all tuning in, fam. A lot we're going to get into tonight. Hope everybody's having a good holiday, spending time with your family. Ladies and gentlemen, so let me get right into what we're going to talk about. And by the way, I've been promising the full HD film of the Rally for Reparations. I've been promising that. We finally got it. It's literally uploading now, okay? The full film of the Rally for Reparations with all the speeches, the crowd. We interviewed some people in the crowd. That's going to be ready in about 2 hours, okay? It's still uploading. It's been uploading all day because it's a pretty big file. So my editor sent it to me. He overnighted it to me Wednesday. It didn't come yesterday because of the holiday, but it came today. So that file is uploading as we speak. So when we're done with this broadcast, you will probably be able to see the full rally. And this ties in to the full rally. Excuse me. This ties into it. Now, let me ask the guys this. Let me ask, how many of you guys, raise your hand if you were there. Raise your hand if you were at the historic rally for reparations. Raise your hand in the room. Let me see my people in the chat room. Let me see some FBA fist in the air. If you were actually there at the rally November 5th, a few weeks ago out in Washington, D.C. And this is what today's broadcast is about. If you look at the screen, you see the suspected white supremacist female who's supposed to be an independent journalist. She's interviewing suspected agent, Irritated Jeannie. Now, for those who have listened to me for a long time, you know I don't mess with this guy at all. The guy on your screen, Irritated Jeannie, I've not made a secret about me not messing with this guy. I believe that this guy is a straight up agent and an op. Y'all have heard me say this for years. I've warned people about being around this dude. This guy has always been bad news. Whenever he comes around, the BS starts happening. So fam, I'm talking about, I go way back with calling this dude out for his oppie agent-like behavior. You understand? I mean, let me show you guys this. This is the video from 2013. Somebody posted, We All Be TV, Irritated Jeannie responds to Tariq Nasheed concerning agent allegations. 10/27/2013. That's almost a decade ago, guys. I've been saying, hey, man, this dude is bad news. Bad news. Like an obvious damn agent. Dude named Irritated Jeannie, because Fox News outed this guy, pointing out that he worked for Homeland Security. This is not a conspiracy. This is a fact. This dude runs around here talking about get the cracker, get the cracker, get the cracker. And we find out that this guy was an employee of Homeland Security. To me, that's confirmation of a damn op. You dig? He's actually employed by the government, dude. So this is not really a conspiracy theory. This has been, and yeah, he had an issue with David Banner. They went to a David Banner lecture trying to disrupt David Banner's lecture. I think he went to a lecture where Killer Mike was. Him and some other ops were trying to disrupt that. This dude has been bad news for a minute. My good brother Darren Seals clicked up with this dude, and I warned Darren Seals. Darren, who's an activist out there in Ferguson, Darren, don't mess with this dude. Right after I said that, our good brother Darren Seal ended up getting killed. I, for real, don't mess with this dude at all. You understand? I don't rock with this dude whatsoever. Now, we did the rally for reparations. Come to find out, he was there. He was up there in the audience at the rally for reparations, ladies and gentlemen. This dude just happened to be there. So now, this suspect, somebody said Gus T. Renegade put him on blast too. So yeah, it's kind of a thing. Somebody said the conscious community ran him out of New York. So it's kind of a known thing that this guy's an op. That's the general consensus among a lot of people. This is an op. Many people believe that this guy's an agent. You know, just based on the evidence, based on activity. So now, family, I'm talking about the importance of identifying ops and calling them out, because when they do certain janky things like what this guy pulled with some of these other white suspects, it's important that we have it on record that we've called these folks out, and they ain't really rocking with us like that. And we ain't rocking with them like that. We're not rocking with this dude. So we had our rally for reparations. So this suspected white supremacist female went up there, who's an independent journalist. And we saw at the rally all of these different little white ops sprinkled in the crowd who look real weird, and everybody had their eye on them. So this woman right here, she wasn't directly in the mix. She was all in the peripheral. So Luke Williams, somebody said, he's not an op. Okay, but stop it. Stop it. So now, at the rally, this woman goes and interviews people at the rally, and she's interviewing people that really ain't got nothing to do with the rally. Now, I want y'all to listen to this and tell me this ain't oppie behavior. Hold on 1 second. Y'all listen to this. Listen to this stuff here. All right. Now, listen to this. And there's a couple of oppie type people she was, quote unquote, interviewing. Now, hold on. Here we go.
What's up, y'all? It's Ella Malding, and today I am at the, I kid you not when I say this, the reparations rally hosted by infamous anti-white black supremacist Tariq Nasheed. Let's go see why these people hate white people so much. Why are you...
Okay, you... Okay. Can you see how this suspected white supremacist ass woman sat here and tried to frame that? There's no such thing as a black supremacist under a system of white supremacy. There is no black supremacy. I've never said anything about black supremacy or me being supreme over anybody. I'm a victim of white supremacy. So she wants to go here and see how come we hate white people so much. So you see how this deceptive, lying filth sat here and framed that narrative? Okay. Now, no, she wasn't in the mix. She was all on the peripheral. All right? Now, check this out. Here we go. Here we go. Let's get it cracking.
This, the reparations rally hosted by infamous anti-white black supremacist Tariq Nasheed. Let's go see why these people hate white people so much.
Why are you here? What's the purpose? And why do you think black people deserve reparations?
Because we work for free. Because we deserve all the atrocities that have been committed against black people.
Everyone who came to this country has received some form of reparations. They have benefited from my descendants who built this country and built Europe. So why is it that we receive any kind of benefits, true benefits? I don't need for...
Look how nervous she's looking.
...for America to take care of me. I'm not begging for something. I'm telling you to give me what's rightfully mine, and I'll take care of myself.
African Americans deserve reparations. We're not going to get it because it's impractical. You're talking about 20, 50 trillion. That's impossible, right?
Okay, do you think, like, Jews should get reparations too because of the Holocaust or Native Americans, or do you think...
And that sounds like tether talk, but go, whatever.
Yeah, I think everybody who've been wronged by any institution to get reparations.
Slaves that came over and built this country, built the White House, built D.C., basically all free labor.
All the work that our ancestors did to build those communities up was undone and taken from us, organized by who? Jews again. Gompers, Samuel Gompers.
You talk about the land.
That's op talk.
Land of the free. You talk about everybody coming to America getting resources that nobody built but us.
This rally right here, but it's the same old, it's just the same old talk of what been saying for the last decade. You're not getting anything done until you identify and tell the truth about what's going on, who runs everything, who runs the media, who runs the rap game, who runs government, who does all this. It's the so-called Jew. And
okay, more op talk. And if we're just doing it just to be doing it, why are you there? Why are you there? If it's just the same old, why are you there? Why are you there? Okay, if he's right, if it's the same old, why are you there? Somebody said that's Maj Therese people. Oh, okay. All right, let me play some more.
Anytime you come out and say something against them, they're going to put you down.
The truth of it is, the Jews are the problem. That's what I think about the reparations.
Okay, that's op talk. This is op talk, guys. Running around here, the Jews are the problem. Nobody connected to the rally was saying anything like that. None of us connected to the rally were saying anything like that. The problem is white supremacy. And this is staged. There's a reason why she gonna go up to this dude who we're not even clicked up with. We don't rock with this dude. And he's just talking out the side of his ass. which tries to frame all of us as bigots. All right? Why is, you dig? His whole narrative is designed to frame all of us as bigots by saying this reckless nonsense. None of us involved with the rally were on this. None of us. Nobody. Hold on.
The enterprise called slavery is an enterprise. The grandees, the Muranos, the Jews, they hold a substantial amount of the issues and responsibility for the reparations that we got to go and get. When we're talking about the Jews as a problem for black people, it's not just slavery. What about Reconstruction? Who engineered the end of Reconstruction? William Levy, who was what? A Jew from South Carolina.
The slaves built America, and that was free labor. We should get reparations for the labor of building the country.
We're not getting no reparations. This rally right here is putting people to sleep. They love putting people.
Why are you there then? Okay, how did they find somebody to hate on the rally so easily? Nobody was on this kind of vibe that this dude was on. This is another op.
About there to talk about stuff like this because it keep the heat off of them.
The Jews are telling you, y'all two gonna fight each other and kill each other. We are not the problem.
Do you believe that black people are the most oppressed in the nation over Jews, Native Americans, everything else?
And listen to these questions. She keeps asking about Jews. She keeps trying to gaslight people into talking about Jews.
Most definitely. We're the most oppressed people ever.
They are Hebrew Israelites, right?
You hate the so-called white man in the ancient world.
That's right!
Who's on fire in the ancient world?
Now look at this. They're trying to make it seem like we were tied in with these guys. We weren't tied in with these guys at all. So now she's interviewing these Israelite dudes who were there, who were not part of nothing we were doing.
Well, we believe what the Bible says about white people in America.
Okay, family, this is COINTELPRO oppy ass 101. As you guys know, if you were at the rally, those Israelite dudes were in the back, kind of causing a disturbance. We had our security move them guys off of our turf where we were that we had a permit for. We made them back the hell up. Those dudes had nothing to do with what we were doing. In fact, we made them move away from us. All right? We made these dudes move away from us. They had nothing to do with that rally or what we were doing. But this woman and whoever her handlers are, the feds, basically. This is COINTELPRO 101. And somebody said those were fake Israelites. And that's another thing. Some of the Hebrew Israelite guys are different. They got different sects. Like the ones in New York, the ones that we saw in the purple, they're different from these guys. You dig? So you have different types of these dudes. So these guys that you're watching had zero to do with anything we were doing. Nothing to do with us whatsoever. We had to move them out the way, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, let me play this stuff. Hold on. Wait.
They literally was hanging the so-called white
guys. Yeah, they believe that they're not African, that they're Hebrew Israelites, and you guys are the devil. All right, you're the devil. Keep that in mind. Go over there, they're going to call you the devil.
The Lord said, he that leads a man in slavery, they got to go in slavery.
You think white people should be slaves?
I don't think so. The Lord said that, right? That's in the Bible.
So the Bible says that white people should be slaves.
The Lord said the so-called whites were born in slavery.
Okay, you see what they're doing? They're trying to tie this nonsense into our rally. None of us were saying any of this garbage. None of us were saying anything remotely like this, guys. That's why the full rally is going to be up in a couple of hours. All right? These are provocateurs, oppy as hell. We knew something was going on with these dudes. They just happened to be in our perimeter the day of our event. So this is what they were there for. They were there to tie in their garbage message. And we knew they were going to try this type of stuff. That's why we were watching and letting folks know who was with us and who were not with us. We were letting people know who was rocking with us and, hey, who's not with us. They got to get off our perimeter. These folks don't speak for us. They don't represent us. Nothing. All right, let me play the rest of it. Hold on.
Illegal immigrants, they were never slaves, and they're being treated like first-class citizens. They already have welfare and government subsidies by American tax dollars. How do you think that makes the black community feel?
If I don't want a foreigner who come over here and get benefits that I can't receive myself.
Unfortunately, that Ukraine is in war, and our government, Joe Biden, has given trillions and trillions of dollars to the Ukrainians, but they haven't given us not one nickel towards reparations.
If you look at the executive branch, from Kamala Harris, who's married to Imhoff, to Yellen, a Blinken, go down the list. The executive branch has been overthrown by hostile members of a foreign interest, which is Israel, which means technically it's not the United States government. It's a government that's being run and has been overthrown, and the Republic has been sacked. So Jews who run this society are taking your military.
Op, op, op. This dude is damn near reading a script, man. The FBI done gave this dude some kind of script. This is an op like a mug, dude.
Giving it for a greater Israel in Ukraine, preparing you for slaughter with your own white brothers.
You still pay Jews.
So, God. So he's like, our white brothers is not our white brothers. Ain't no white supremacy. It's the Jewish supremacy. Man, if you don't stop.
People, you pay Afghans, you pay Ukraine, you bring Ukrainians over, house them.
If we look at Ukraine, the Russians went in and did what? They said we found 47 bioweapons labs that the U.S. has agreed that they had there. What is Walensky? A gay, homosexual, cross-dressing Jew.
Okay, that's enough. Family, you can't tell me this ain't no damn op. You can't tell me this ain't oppy as hell. This fool is out here just talking all types of crazy, trying to tie us in with this babbling nonsense that this dude is spewing. All right? That dude don't represent none of us. That's op, op, op behavior all day, every day. None of us were saying anything reckless like that at the damn rally. That dude don't represent nothing about the rally. You dig? That's why they had to put my name in it at the beginning. Tariq Nasheed, anti-black, and then have these people talking about white people gonna be slaves and homosexuals and Jews. Stop it. I ain't got nothing to do with these damn ops. And nobody there had anything to do with these damn ops. Stop it. This is why it's important for us to identify who the ops are early on, and we have to call them out, ladies and gentlemen. We can't play around with these oppy-ass people. When we see folks starting to do real reckless stuff, we got to call them out. It's real out here, and that's dangerous, because what happens is when we try to talk about reparations and they have these bought and paid for fanatic-ass people talking about reparations or pretending to talk about it, that makes all of us who talk about reparations seem radical. You dig? So we got to watch these folks for trying to put a target on everybody's back. We got to watch that, because what's happening now with the white supremacists, they're getting real desperate now because their numbers are dwindling, so they're getting more and more desperate. They are getting more and more desperate. Speaking of watching oppie behavior and shield behavior, just on a side note before I forget, y'all boy Michael Eric Dyson, he was talking about Brittany Griner. Like, Michael Eric Dyson, Brittany Griner's sentencing was so severe because she's queer and black. I hate when people try to tie in other people's aggrievements with ours. Her being over there in that Russian jail ain't got nothing to do with no queerness. If that were the case, who are the white queer people over there in Russian jails from the U.S.? If that's the case, who are the white queer people? Miss me with that. Don't tie in other groups' aggrievements. It ain't got nothing to do with her sexuality whatsoever. Boy, Michael Eric Dyson has become a complete do-boy for the damn Democrats, man. He is severely towing the line for these folks. He does the most, man. But like I said, we got to watch out what's going on out here, because it's getting real. Things are getting very real. And y'all remember, for years I've been telling people about those robot police dogs that they've been talking about for years. When they start talking about these robot police dogs that they've created in these labs, these robots that's going to go out with police policing neighborhoods, the minute I heard that, and if you guys have been listening to me for a long time, I told you guys that ain't about no damn cute dog tricks, because what they did, they introduced those police dogs and had them doing tricks, giving them cute names. Oh, this is our robot dog. It's called Spot. And look, Spot can do a flip. I said, family, don't buy this. Don't go for that cute dog nonsense. They're running around doing tricks and fetching a bone. I said, family, don't you fall for that. No, man, it ain't even like that, Tariq. Oh, yes, it's like that. I was warning people damn near a decade ago. Family, these robot dogs that they got, these little robots, these robot police are going to be targeting us, and they are designed to ultimately kill us. They're not going to be killing white people. They're going to be killing black folks, ladies and gentlemen. Now, family, y'all know what goes on the West in San Francisco, because San Francisco is a very experimental town. It's close to Silicon Valley. What happens in San Francisco, they do a lot of experiments out of San Francisco. Crack cocaine came out of San Francisco. A lot of stuff that they experiment with, they start in San Francisco. What happens in California, particularly San Francisco, ends up spreading around the country. Family, this is your robot dog. This is what they're talking about as far as your robot, your cute robot dogs now. San Francisco police proposal could allow cops to kill suspect with robots. They're coming on out and saying it. Yeah, they're trying to get the paperwork together. They're trying to get the paperwork together now. Because you can already kill black folks with these damn robots. They just want to make sure the paperwork is straight so there's not a lot of legal ramifications when they do it. They're just getting the paperwork in order. They're just getting the legal pretense in order so that when they do it for real, they ain't got to go through the whole paperwork nonsense. Family, they're talking about just straight up and down. Now, they've taken the pretense off right here. San Francisco Police Department wants, they asked to use killer robots. Cops want to equip their 12 bomb disposal bots with live ammunition after Dallas Force used one to kill an active shooter. Now, the robots that they're using, that they're trying to get to kill people, they're saying this is the same model that killed the active shooter in Dallas. And they keep wording it that way for a reason. They keep using the term active shooter in Dallas. They're not saying his name, which is Micah Johnson. Okay? That's very deliberate. Several of these, and this is a scene from the Micah Johnson killing. In 2016, Dallas Police Force strapped a plastic explosive to a robot and used it to blow up a shooter who had killed five officers in the U.S., the first instance of a police robot killing of a suspect. All right, this is the first time in U.S. history the police used a robot to kill somebody, and it was black. And they're not saying Micah Johnson's name because they know that the reader is going to put two and two together. Hey, black person. Oh, so that's who the robots are for. They're trying to make it seem like it ain't going to be racial. They're not going to kill white people with no damn robots. All right. They're not going to kill any white people with no robots. That's going to be reserved for us. We better keep our eyes open, ladies and gentlemen, because it's about to get real out here. Because their numbers are dwindling, they're going to have to get some backup. They can't bring in enough immigrants to haze them into whiteness. So, let's get these robots popping so that we can get less casualties going on. So now when there's going to be riots or whatever, they're going to start releasing robots. Y'all better go get the book Avoid the Machines. The book Avoid the Machines talk about that. But it's real out here, family. It's real out here, and we got to get ready. We got to watch out for these ops that's in our mix. We got to watch out for these Sambos who are in our mix. And speaking of ops and Sambos, y'all know Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, the guy who was telling people they shouldn't take a knee and all of that stuff, who runs the Dallas, he was running the Dallas Cowboys like a damn plantation. So they outed him. They found a picture of him from 1957 in Arkansas. He was part of the white supremacist mob that was stopping some black students from going to school when they were trying to desegregate the white supremacist schools. And they got somebody found a picture of him in the white mob denying black students access. So now there's a debate. People are like, should he be penalized? I say he should. But you know how the white media is. They get some of their bought and paid for bootlicks. Particularly Stephen A. Smith. Oh boy. Stephen A. Smith had an extra batch of butter biscuits. Boy, he did not disappoint. So Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen, was being Stephen A. Smith. Non-FBA Sambo. This is your boy Stephen A. Smith, and this is his take. Caping for white daddy. Listen to Stephen A. Smith. Hold on.
I'm pretty pissed off.
Uh-oh.
And let me say this. I'm pissed off, but not for reasons that people would think. I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones. And I'm not hiding that from anybody. Is his record perfect? No. But I'm pissed off because he doesn't deserve what just happened. He doesn't deserve it. Our report said he was 14 years old. Another report said he was 15 years old. At minimum, that's 65 years ago.
So?
You're going to bring up a picture of Jerry Jones standing at this protest?
That wasn't no damn protest. That wasn't a protest. That was white supremacist terrorism. They weren't protesting anything. They were stopping black kids from going to school. That wasn't a protest. A protest is us in the streets saying, hey, we need to stop police violence against us. That wasn't a protest. That was white supremacist terrorism.
No question, what was happening is not something that anybody as a black person should be appreciative about. We had six students at that particular North Little Rock High School that was trying to desegregate the school.
No one should be okay with it.
Nobody should be okay with that.
Regardless of
we understand that. We get all of that. We also understand what we as black people and as black folks, black men have to deal with.
And miss me with that. He was a child. Oh, he was 14. Tamir Rice was 12. They murdered him a few years ago and said it was justified. Emmett Till was 14. They murdered him, said it was justified. The woman who did it is still running around here. Miss me with that he was just a child stuff.
And by the way, to some degree, we still deal with a lot of things, and we all know it. Racism is alive and well. Bigotry and prejudice is alive and well. We get all of that. But you gonna bring up a photo of him when he was 14, 15,
yeah,
15 years old, 65 or 66 years ago.
And they bring up stuff about Cosby from 55, 60 years ago. They bring up stuff about Bill Cosby, and then they punish him based on false accusations from 50-something years ago.
This is where cancer culture gets into the mix, and you're making an attempt to eradicate him, what he stands for, and all he has done. And by the way, I don't have a problem with the photo. I don't have a problem. If he was 30, 35, 40 years old, that's different. 14, 15 years old. Right. Are we gonna lean on?
Oh no, you're not gonna start that. Well, he was a child and he didn't know better. No, he knew what the hell he was doing. Miss me with that. He knew he was practicing white supremacy, standing there denying those black kids an education. He wasn't dumb. He didn't do it by accident because he was naive. If you don't stop, Sambo. No, miss me with that. Hold on.
Nobody, when he was 14, born and raised in the South, and we're going to pick it up 66 years later.
Yeah.
To say, you know something?
Yeah.
You ain't hire a black coach. I think that's pretty low. I really, really do. I think that.
Boy, this is about the buck dancing is Sambo ever. Non-FBA.
I think that part is pretty low. If he were an adult, that would be different. But a 14, 15-year-old kid raised in the South who literally is just...
And stop with that raised in the South, like, oh, that was just the culture. No, it was wrong in the South, too. It was wrong all over the country. Wrong was wrong, no matter where you were.
Standing there, looking, and we use that to bring up in the year 2022. Oh, this is where you are. You got to explain this. You ready to explain what you did when you were 14?
Yeah, I wasn't discriminating against nobody. Yeah, when I was 14, I wasn't denying anybody access to a damn education based on race. Stephen A. Sambo, no. I damn sure weren't doing that. I wasn't doing that at all. At no point in my life did me and my buddies stand up at a school and deny somebody access to an education based on race. Nah. They only play that game when somebody's practicing anti-black racism. Let me tell you something. If they found somebody who was a teenager working as a guard in Germany in 1940-something, they don't give a damn how long that is or how old they are. They'll wheel that person into court right now. You feel me? If you were anywhere near Germany in the 1940s and you're still alive, they wheel your ass in court right now. They're finding people who were just bookkeepers somewhere for the Nazis. They had one woman, she was like, she just signed in people into the concentration camps or something. She was just a secretary. They found her ass and took her to court not too long ago, from what I understand. They don't play that game. They don't give a damn how long ago. If you're still alive and you aggrieved us back in the 1930s and 40s and you alive, come on, let's go to this court. There's going to be some punishment. You dig? But when it's them doing something to us, oh, well, they were just so young. It was so long ago. No, I ain't playing that game. We're not playing that game at all. Everybody, if there's going to be punishment, no immunity from punishment or penalizing. We're not going to play that game. They want to do that when it comes to the white folks, and they have to over-punish us for every damn thing. We ain't playing that game. We're not going to play that game, ladies and gentlemen. You dig? So we got to get, it's real out here. It is real out here, ladies and gentlemen, with these damn Sambos. So we got to identify these ops that are among us, fam. We have to identify them because it's getting real out here, man. We got to get stuff organized. We got to get stuff popping. We got to start building stuff. So useless Negroes running around here who are suspected ops, suspected agents running around here, time wasting and babbling. Enough of that. Family, aren't you tired of time wasting, babbling Negroes? Enough is enough, man. We just don't have enough time for these babbling, oppy Negroes out here. I'm tired of them. We have to start getting stuff together so we can start building. We need to get riff-raff Negroes out of here. We need to get these janky little organizations out of here that are pointless and useless. Some of these folks, now look, now going back to the Hebrew Israelite dudes, like I said, I think there are different segments of them. Some aren't connected to others. Because the guys in New York who were standing up for Kyrie, I can pop my collar to what they did. I can pop my collar to that. They seem like a more thorough group. They seem more organized. I pop my collar. They came out, looked like by the thousands, to the basketball stadium out there to support Kyrie. So that had the dominant society shook. That was a good move. That was a power move. I can respect that. The dudes who came to DC, now I know that's a different sect. Those are some ops. That's oppy as hell. So we got to watch these dudes. And family, watch these organizations that's been around for a long time and they just got a bunch of oppy niggas, janky members. You understand what I'm saying? What, name some of these organizations that we got to watch out for. Name these organizations. One, let me say this. The More Science Temple, y'all got to get it together. The More Science Temple, y'all got a lot of janky ass niggas connected to you guys. And y'all don't clean house for nothing. We're the More Science Temple dudes, but y'all got some of the jankiest dirtbag ass niggas representing your organization. You dig? There's so many oppy, scammy Negroes that's connected with that. A lot of, yeah, NCOBRA, a lot of these folks, NAACP, all of these folks. Black Lives Matter. Oh, yeah. all of them, call them out, man. We already know the NAACP is Get Down, National Action Network. You dig? Yeah. Listen. And I really don't like to talk about dirtbags, but yeah, more signs, Temple. When y'all have dirtbags like ugly ass Taharka Bay, and I don't really want to go in on that guy too much. And again, I've hurt that dude's feelings, and people have been emailing me about that ugly man. They've been emailing about this dude, and I don't really watch his stuff. I know that he's butthurt because I embarrassed him, and embarrassed niggas do what embarrassed niggas do. They whine like hoes. They can't do anything else. So they whine and troll, and I think he's been whining and trolling nonstop because he can't do shit. Can't do a damn thing about me calling his ugly, hideous, tater tot head ass out. And I know he's upset that I keep referring to him as a documented sex offender, which is what he is. And Taharka has been sending me some handwritten letters. Stop sending me stuff. Excuse me. Yeah, let's keep it a buck. Basically, he's making a living making videos about me. That's all that is. Now, the only way he can get views is making videos about me, and you get little YouTube money. That's all it is. So whoever listens to that, you're being trolled by a big goofball who's basically trying to use my name to eat. So you're welcome. He's basically the equivalent of a basketball wife, a loving hip hop hoe. No, you get on TV off another nigga's name to try to make money. That's what he's the equivalent of. That's what an ugly beta male has to do. You dig? You have to use another man who's an alpha male, and you have to be his de facto bitch. You have to use his name to eat because you ain't thorough enough. You're not an alpha male. You a beta bitch made dude who has to eat off another man. You're welcome. That's not a problem. He's my e-ho. You know, I got e-bitches. Secure the Tribe, they're my e-bitches. He's my e-bitch. All right, let him eat. You know, they promote my name in the algorithms, and it makes my videos go up as well. So they're my little promoters. You dig? So yeah, they have to whine like little hoes. Yeah, it's all for clout. And people know what it is. And again, I don't listen to niggas that I've already defeated. I don't listen to that. But I do want this nigga to stop mailing me shit. He's mailing stuff to my house, making these fake threats about getting a lawyer because I have said that he's a documented sex offender, which he is. He can't do shit about it because his documents say that he's a sex offender. He's a documented sex offender. And you ain't gonna do shit about it but whine and lie and troll. You can't do anything about it. That's what it is. You dig? But this dude has a very bad complex about being ugly. This was a nigga who's been ugly as shit all of his life. He's a hideously deformed looking Negro. His head is extremely gigantic and deformed like that. You remember that movie Mask with that white boy with the big head? Well, he's the black version of Mask. So he has this big, decrepit Neanderthal head with a bad hairline. He's been ridiculed all his life. Dad wasn't around. The family members didn't want to hug him because of his ugly ass head. You dig? Yeah, this nigga's been mailing me stuff. That's what I don't like. Bitch, nigga, don't mail me shit. Don't mail me nothing. He's mailing me personal letters that he's written. You know how I do. I'm going to seek legal action. You know how I do. Well, seek legal action, nigga. Because your paperwork says you're a documented sex offender, nigga. And your paperwork says that you are a documented abuser. Family, do y'all, some of the stuff I don't even show about this dude. This dude has restraining orders against him. Guys, do y'all want to see some of this Negro's real documents about how abusive he is with his ex? Let me show y'all something, guys. Let me show y'all how abusive this dude is real quick. And the Morris Science Temple, if this is the kind of guy you rock with, you, I know some people are like, we don't want to hear about him. I got it, guys. I know. I don't want to bore you. That's why I don't really talk about the dude. I just don't want this nigga mailing me stuff to my house with these fake ass threats. But fam, let me bring out some paperwork on this bitch, nigga. So to show I'm not just whistling Dixie. I mean, this nigga just makes up stuff about me. I got actual documents. This is one of the restraining orders against this dude. You dig? There's reasonable grounds to believe that the respondent committed the following abuses. So they actually granted the temporary restraining order against this nigga because the court believed the abuse of this nigga on his ex-woman, Gwendolyn Taylor. Shout out to Gwendolyn Taylor, who unfortunately died last year. This sister died. Taharka, what happened? Did you have anything to do with that, Taharka? Because this woman spent years talking about how you abused her. More signed simple. Is this what y'all rocking with? Hold on. Let's look at some of this stuff that this woman was saying in the damn report. Excuse me. He choked me in May of 2004, kicked my door in, then hit me in 2003 to 2004. He threatened me every chance. He's drunk. Damn, brother. This is your paperwork, nigga. This is your real paperwork, Toronto Johnson, a.k.a. Taharka Bay. Let me look at some more of this dude's dirty-ass paperwork. The respondent is very mental and emotionally abusive. He cusses and curses me out in front of my children. He says he doesn't have to go nowhere or leave my home. He's an alcoholic. Lord. Oh, God. Dude, I almost don't want to read this stuff. He was drunk after rally. Yeah, somebody said he was running around our rally drunk with a couple of old bodyguards. He had a couple of homeless niggas with him who was supposed to be his bodyguards. Looked like a couple of homeless niggas he picked up with some old, dirty, out-of-shape bodyguards that he gave $5 to. Running around there drunk, not coming into the main mix. He was in the peripheral. Yo, yeah, so this is a dusty, bummy alcoholic, abusive-ass alcoholic. Let's look at this nigga's dirty-ass paperwork. Oh, goodness. Poor woman. Oh, the respondent entered my home against my will with a key that he was not supposed to have. He's breaking in the woman's house. Oh, and I'm scared that if he keeps coming, he's going to do something worse. Poor woman. She even said at one point he climbed in a window to get in her house. Damn. Toronto. This is who y'all rock with, man. This who y'all rock with. Come on. Look at all this stuff. Okay. Petitions of abuse for herself and her children. Her and her kids were abused. Damn. Kicking, punching, shoving, mental injury of a child. Lord, I went to his apartment to pick my sons up. Oh, goodness, man. He punched me in the face and I fell. Upon falling, he punched me again. He kicked me and proceeded to drag me out of the apartment. This is a bitch, man. This is a bitch-ass dude. And any of you rock with this dude, don't follow me. More Science Temple, is this your boy? This coward-ass nigga, is this your boy? I can be here all day. I don't want to bore you. I'm not going to be here all day. All right, punching, hitting with an object, shoving, threats of violence. Over the past 3 years, he has verbally, mentally, and physically abused me. Damn. He's thrown objects in my face several times. He threw soiled baby wipes in my face. He punched me with his fist on the left side of my face. He threatened me and say he will bust out my car windows and slice my tires to get me back for calling the police on him. Good Lord. He kicked in my door, tried to kick me. God, okay. Okay, y'all get the point, man. Family, this dude, so basically what this woman is saying, he got a shitty baby wipe from wiping the baby's ass and threw a shitty baby wipe in the woman's face. What kind of sadistic nigga is this? And this don't sound like a lie, by the way. This don't sound like something somebody makes up. This doesn't sound like something that somebody's making up, man. You dig? Y'all support this? This ain't me. This is his paperwork saying this. I believe this woman. I don't believe that this woman went through all this trouble. I don't believe this woman went through all this trouble to put this man out there to say, hey, this man is abusive to me. And now the woman died a year. She died a year ago. What did she die of? And where was he when she died? Damn. This Negro terrorized this woman. This is what the Morris Science Temple is about. Morris Science Temple, is this your boy? This is what y'all have representing the Morris Science Temple? This dirty ass dirt bag. I believe everything that woman is saying, guys. You dig? That's his paperwork. Don't threaten me with sending me letters talking about, you know how I do. Don't say bad things about me. Your paperwork says this about you, dude. This is your paperwork. Somebody said he was pandering to black women. How? And he's whooping a black woman's ass. What? How is he pandering to black women? And there's a black woman whose ass that he done whooped for years, according to the damn court. They believed her. They issued the damn restraining order. Baby White Bay. That's what his name is, right? Damn. Come on, fam. What kind of dirtbag is this? Throwing a shitty baby wipe in a woman's face? That's sadistic, man. Morris Science Temple, is this what y'all do? No, I'm looking at the whole Morris Science Temple having a dirtbag like this represent them. This is what's representing you? Again, I'm not going to waste y'all time with stuff like this. A dirtbag, proving that a dirtbag is a dirtbag, that don't mean anything. Proving a dirtbag is a dirtbag don't mean anything. That's why he does a lot of this projecting. Niggas who are always trying to waste time and project, they're always trying to project as a way to deflect from their janky ass background. This is a dirtbag. This is a stalker, drunk, alcoholic, abuser, documented sex offender, ladies and gentlemen. Documented. And that's what it is. And anybody rock with this dude, I ain't fucking with you at all. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. It's been real, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going through some things. Because I've been sick. And man, I've been taking different medicines. Y'all hear I'm a little congested right now, guys. Y'all hear I'm congested. And I've been trying to take stuff. And you know, the kids were sick. My little baby girl is sick. She's coughing. And I'm getting over the stuff. I took some of the stuff that I got in Dallas. Y'all remember when I was in Dallas, I went to the African herb shop and the African brother gave me some black seed oil. He was selling me a bunch of stuff and he was like, get this oil. This black seed oil is very good. But you take this, my nigga, you have to take it. Don't go nowhere. If you take it, you must stay home because it will have you relieving yourself. So you got to stay home. I'm a G. I got it. So, and I was feeling sick, and you know, this morning I was a little congested. Yeah, I've been taking the elderberry. I didn't take none today. I got to take some. But nigga, I took that black seed oil this morning. I took a nice good jug of it. I'm like, I'm gonna be home. I ain't going nowhere. But shit, he should have gave me more of a warning about just being home, nigga. It ain't about being home. You better be by a damn toilet all damn day. Nigga, I am going through it right now. I've been having, and yesterday I ate a whole bunch of low vibrational Thanksgiving plates. I ate a bunch of low vibrational plates yesterday, and then I took that black seed oil from the African brother this morning. Yeah, stay home was not good enough for me. Nigga. They say home is where the heart is, right? Well, home is where the shard is, too. I done had a couple of accidents today, y'all. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not trying to be too graphic, but damn. Let me tell you something, guys. If you take some black seed oil, stay home. Definitely stay home. Yeah, stay home. Stay home, guys. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real, man. Some very bad things happened to your boy today. Around my kids, there was some leakage going on. There was some a brother sharted a little bit, guys. I ain't going to lie. And then I sharted around my kids. You dig? And yeah, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, guys. I sharted today, guys. I'm a little embarrassed, but hey, I gotta speak on it and get it out my soul. Dude, I just sharted a couple of times today, guys. That black seed oil, that thing is a monster. And you don't know what's coming out of you. You don't know, you don't feel nothing. You don't feel nothing. And I'm sitting up, my kid was next to me on his iPad, little Mateo, and I'm on my computer. And I felt a little energy come down, and I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, uh-oh, let me get up. And I'm like, uh-oh. Mateo was like, what's wrong, Dad? I said, I got to get up, son. And he was like, Dad, did you boo-boo on yourself? I said, Dad, I said, Mateo, you got to stay in a child's place. You don't ask Dad and stuff like that. And you know what my son hit me with? He was like, Dad, Amira got diapers over there. You can use one of Amira's diapers. I felt like the world's oldest nigga. Now I feel like an old nigga because low key, guys, I almost, now I didn't do it. I'm going to be real. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I low key almost went to the store to get some Depends because I kept having accidents and soiling my undies. I kept soiling my undies, and low-key, I almost went to the CVS pharmacy to get a Depends, and I was getting my keys and my shoes, and I looked in the mirror, and you know what I saw? I saw Morgan Freeman. I saw myself as Morgan Freeman. I just felt like an old nigga. I saw myself. I saw my reflection. I didn't like it. I was about to go to the store to get some Depends because I keep leaking, and the voice in the mirror looked at me, you shouldn't go there. As you walk through the door, like the March of the Penguin, walking through that door will set a new chapter in your life. I heard the voice of Morgan Freeman. I put the keys down and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go get a Depends. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have to thug this shit out, man. I'm a G. I'm still a young man. I look young. I'm a G, man. I ain't about to get no goddamn Depends. I can't be a player about mine with just the receipt for damn Depends. I'm not going to have that on my receipts. So I'm thugging it out, man. I got to thug it out. And family, have you ever sharted on yourself? I ain't the only one. Let's stop. Don't judge me because I'm not. Y'all sharted too. You notice if you have a shart on yourself, you soil your undies. No, you don't want them no more. I don't even want to wash them. You just kind of throw them away, right? I just threw them away. I don't even want them no more. Because even if I cleanse them, if I wash my undies, just wearing them again, those undies has a shame to them now. So I don't want to wear those undies no more. If you sharden your undies, you don't want to wear them because they carry shame now. So I don't want to wear them no more. So I'm throwing underwear away. It's horrible. But I'm thugging it out, though. I'm thugging it out. Straight to the trash. Straight to the damn trash. Yeah. Yeah, you throw them away. Yeah, you don't want them no more. You don't want them. Yeah, you throw them away. If you shard on them, you throw them away. Yeah, the memory. You know, that it carries too much shame and embarrassment. It carries shame. No, those underwear are evil now. There's a spirit on them that you don't want. You got to rebuke that spirit and get that shit out the house. You got to get it out the house. So now my kids are looking at me like, Dad, you told us not to boo-boo on ourselves at school. Why don't you take your own advice, Dad? Now they're questioning my fatherhood now. They're questioning my fathering duties now. So I got to go out here and play some football with my kids to let them know I'm still the man of the damn house. You dig? I gotta let them know. I'm still your daddy. Lord. But let me tell y'all, that black seed oil, y'all, if you take it, it's good for you, but stay your ass at home. All right? Anyway, y'all, let me get out of here, man. It's been real, ladies and gentlemen. Go to aretasuse.com. We got some Aretasuse holiday sweaters, ladies and gentlemen. Go to aretasuse.com, ladies and gentlemen. I'll holler at you guys later. Papiakuta and Lilavuve to the family. Peace.